The departure of Dave McClure at the General Services Administration marks the loss in the federal government of another John J. Franke Award winner. Dave received that award at the Management of Change Conference last year. You can read about his departure now at federalnewsradio.com. Friday is the deadline for nominations for this year's award. Ken Allen's executive director of ACT-IAC. They are handing out the award at this year's Management of Change. Ken, it's great to have you on the program. The Franke Award is, I mean, people get awards all the time in this space.
Right.
And I had a chance to talk to Dave after he received it last year, and he said, this one really means something. There's a lot of oomph behind this one. How do you think that came about over the course of the years you've been giving this award out?
I think it came about because this community, and we really are a community, is all about the people. And it's the people who make it work, the people who are committed to improving government, and the people who are committed to collaboration. And John J. Franke was a long time, I hate to use public servant, but he really was. He grew up in the Midwest, started in local government in Kansas City, moved into federal government, and ended his career as an assistant secretary at Agriculture, and later was head of the Federal Quality Institute. But I didn't have the privilege of knowing John, but I talked to people who did work with him, and he was the epitome of the type of individual that we hope that every government employee is. He was committed to better government, he was committed to serving the public, and he was committed to the people who worked for him. And those who had the chance to know him said that he really exemplified the best of the best. And that's what the award is all about, recognizing those people who, over a period of time, have demonstrated a commitment to providing a government that truly serves the citizens in the most effective way. Dave, we were honored to give Dave McClure the award last year because I think he really represents the best of the best.
I set a record, actually. I tweeted the world's worst picture of Dave receiving the award last year.
I'm sure he will appreciate that.
Yeah. You kind of anticipated my next question, Kim, and that is, what are some of the traits that you expect to see in these nominations that are coming in, have come in, and will come in before the deadline?
What we're looking for is people, first of all, who have a record of accomplishment over a period of time as a government employee. This is for employees of the federal government. And that record demonstrates several things. It demonstrates a commitment to better government, to making sure that it truly is serving citizens as effectively and efficiently as possible. Second of all, we're looking for people who believe in the idea of collaboration, of fostering a diversity of ideas, of bringing out the best in everyone and working towards a common goal. And third and most importantly, we're looking for people who recognize that the most important asset that all of us have are the people they work with and for and who work for them. And, they mentor them, they grow them, they teach them, and they let them succeed in an environment that's productive. And so those three things are what we're looking for. There are a lot of good candidates. We're starting to get some, but we always look for more.
And we'll put information how folks can submit those nominations at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. Ken, I went back and looked at the list of past recipients of this award, and it's like a pantheon. I pulled down just really quickly off the web earlier. John Johnson from GSA, Karen Evans, Ira Hobbs, Roger Baker, Jim Williams. I mean, this is like the top of the list, the cream of the crop.
It is the cream of the crop. And I should note that these are people who've worked in the federal IT community, and that part of the other thing I should mention, these are folks who've helped recognize that technology can help government improve its service, and these are folks who've been engaged in that activity. But it is each of those individuals, Francis,
yeah.
I'm sure you would agree that they really do represent the best of the best.
Yeah, and that was the thread that I saw running through all of them, is that they have results. I mean, you go back and look at track records, and they have track records. These aren't just this isn't just a group of people that people like. I mean, people do like them, but that's not this is no popularity contest.
No, it's no popularity contest. But the other thing, I think these are all people. When you look at these, are people who were known for wanting to make things happen. In many cases, they were risk takers. They weren't afraid of controversy, of doing things differently. They were determined to make a difference during their tenure in government. So we're looking forward to giving this at our Management of Change conference in about 4 weeks.
And my apologies to other award winners who I left out of that list. It wasn't intentional. This is a tradition. You do this every year at Management of Change down in Cambridge. And I had the pleasure of talking to Sanjay Sardar not too long ago about what you're planning for Management of Change, and we'll hear from Sanjay in the not-too-distant future. But this award is such an integral part of what you do there because what I thought was cool last year was when you had so many of the previous winners there. And I think that really makes an impression on what people think about regarding that community comment you made earlier, Ken.
It is. And you know, that is part of the community, that we find people who've been here for a long time in both government and industry. You know, Management of Change is the first thing that the ACT IAC ever did. We've done, the very first one was held in 1980, and we have some people, I don't think we currently have anybody who was at that 1980 conference, but there were a few, you know, in 1990 who've been to every Management of Change since then, and they continue to be there. So there's a lot of good people, not all, obviously only a few can be recognized with Frankie, but a lot of people who deserve that will be at MOC.
Yeah, it was like the Baseball Hall of Fame when they have the new inductees. And then all the other ones that are in that are attending the ceremony come up. It reminded me of that.
It is, and it's a nice tradition that's begun over the years, and it's one I enjoy seeing every year.
So, what's the winnowing process like? You get a handful or a dozen so nominations, however many you get, for people for this award, and you've got to—I mean, it's got to be splitting hairs when you get down to the very end, isn't
it,
Ken?
The first thing I will note is the executive director of ACT IAC. I do not get involved.
So nobody should come yell at you.
Don't call me. I don't get involved in that. I recognized a long time ago that's a no-win situation.
Very smart.
But the process is the nominations go to the ACT Executive Committee, which is a group of approximately 18 senior government executives. They look at the nominees and they solicit advice from the IAC Executive Committee. But it's splitting hairs and you know, it's a tough choice. I'm glad I'm not part of that.
I will look forward to recognizing the winner of this year's award and look forward to Management of Change, and I always love having you come on and talk about the work you're doing, Ken.
And it's a pleasure. We appreciate all you do too, Francis.